You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry and bringing awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are speaking with Julio Daniel, CEO and founder of Enlight.Energy, a national company that helps home and business owners explore ways to drastically lower and eliminate their energy bills. Julio, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be back.
And you're most welcome. Good to have you back. So now we know it's a rapidly evolving industry, and last time on the show you were helping to run solar company Renew Energy.
That's right.
And we also know that you celebrated the one-year anniversary of Enlight.Energy last April, a company that which you founded and currently lead. Congratulations, by the way. And I got to be frank, Julio, it seems like there is an increasing amount of solar companies popping up every day. And I have to wonder, how in the world is Enlight.Energy any different from other solar companies out there in the market?
Yeah, that's a good question, Eric. Well, I guess, you know, first of all, we always welcome the ideas of entrepreneurs and top talent entering our industry, and obviously see that as a good thing. Yeah, with that said, when building Enlight, we knew that the last thing we wanted to build was just another solar installer. And so as we dug in and questioned everything, we landed on the fact that as cool as solar was, we didn't want to marry a product. And instead, what we really wanted to do is be committed to providing as much value as possible to our customers. You know, so this led us to a couple of things, you know, not only to make sure we had several solar options available, but also, you know, just the latest smart energy technology, the newest and most effective energy efficiency solutions, and you know, that we can use to help homeowners when they're making it. You know, and they just take a more comprehensive look at ways to upgrade their home. And I guess, for lack of a better phrase, almost like they're upgrading their current energy infrastructure. And so, you know, probably long story short, you know, we're not a solar company. We're a smart energy home improvement company, and you know, we help families adopt solutions that can lower their energy bills. We can renovate their home towards drastically lowering their energy costs altogether. If somebody's in the market, gosh, we could even help them build or purchase a zero-energy home.
And who wouldn't want to tap into that? That's awesome. Now, it is also impressive, and I'm excited for you guys, but I don't want to be negative. I follow the industry and keep up with the news and can't help to think about the current political situation with a Trump presidency and a Republican majority. Do you think that the industry renewable energy adoption will take a hit in the thinking of the current presidency?
Yeah, good question. I mean, my answer is not as much as you would think. Definitely not in the long term. I mean, sure, renewable energy progress was for a long time driven by environmentalists. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. But in a weird way, because of that, it almost seems as though the future will continue to be dependent on, obviously, the power and lobbying from those on the left. But that's just simply not the case anymore.
And I'd have to ask, what do you mean by that? Get into that a little further.
I guess I'd explain this. Technology and economics have reached a point of no return when it comes to renewable energy. The technology is there. The economics is there. Every American, without regard to their political inclination, wants to pay less every month for the electricity, gas or oil bills, depending on what side of the country you live in. Every American likes the idea of creating jobs in their community. Every American likes preparing their young people for the industries of the future. Every American wants to see, you know, America be an energy independent country. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but the fact is, you know, the renewable energy and the development of that is as American and human as it gets. It's really a far cry from the rainbows and butterflies idea that some used to pursue it as in the past. You know, I would actually even go as far as saying that we have the opportunity to let it be the backbone of American and world economy, really, for years to come.
Sounds like an awesome plan and vision there. And I got to tell you, I've never thought about it that way either. So good point on what you just said. Now, Enlight.Energy is an American company, but I've noticed you are quite engaged with developing countries as part of your social outreach. So let's shift gears a little bit and tell us a little bit more about your reach into developing countries.
Yeah. You know, I've always had a personal interest in Eric towards just a passion towards empowering underprivileged. And I've now been fortunate to have, I've had a chance to spend time with organizations all over in developing communities, places like Arusha and Moshi in Tanzania, or Mai Mahiu, a beautiful community in Kenya, and many other rural areas all around Latin America. And, at first I was curious to see what we could directly as a company build in those areas to make an impact. But, what I've recently come to terms with is that there's just tons of solid organizations with really good people on the ground in those places that are already focused on using energy as an instrument to help transform some of those communities. And I guess the other thing I came to terms with is that humbly, the best way to help those families get access to that technology is by partnering with some of those really cool organizations. And so we've kind of decided to take on a more of a supportive role. And I guess to give you an example, something tangible right now, like in addition to whatever seasonal referral incentive we might have available in our company, those change, depending on whatever we might have going on. Every time a customer refers a friend whose home we upgrade here in America, we actually make a $100 microloan in that referring customer's behalf. So the small renewable energy loan helps obviously to make a huge impact for the family and the developing community. And quite frankly, by being introduced to the concept and getting a chance to make a difference in a surprising way, it makes a huge positive impact on the American family as well. And so that, it's a little bit of, that's an example of one of the things that we're doing with the developing communities.
And certainly awesome how you're reaching out to these developing countries in that way today. We are with Julio Daniel, CEO and founder of Enlight.Energy, a national company that helps home and business owners explore ways to drastically lower and eliminate their energy bills, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, all this sounds fascinating, but how does it all come together? What's the long-term vision for Enlight.Energy?
Yeah, thanks for asking it. I guess what it comes down to is, whether it's a family in the Hamptons or in Africa, we really do believe that paying for a big company to provide their energy, sooner or later, that's going to become as archaic as using landlines is becoming today. Now, within the next few decades, every home, every building is going to be a zero energy home or building. All homes are going to be either constructed or remodeled to conserve energy. And they're also going to be equipped to produce their own renewable energy. In our case, we want to continue to work to help lead that transition. And in that process, provide an opportunity for business builders all over to be able to join us through we have a smart energy local franchise opportunity. And, we really want to lead from the front and, be a part of what I guess we've come to know as the third industrial revolution. It's been labeled a few times.
Why a local franchise model?
Yeah, it's a good question. In an age of growing technology, right? Everything's technology now. And, we just believe that there is power in one-to-one relationships. There's something about looking at a person with integrity, Eric, dead in the eyes, that you just don't get from a computer. And so, we welcome and we want to be in the buying girl of the latest technology, and definitely will help our customers adopt all that technology as it becomes available. But what we want to do is by partnering with solid, trustworthy, integrity-led business builders that are already a part of those communities around, in towns all over America. And, if someone's there like a neighbor to help you with your insurance, why not your energy?
Good stuff. Now, you guys have accomplished quite a bit, and you're growing strong across the nation. In my opinion, you're doing it the right way. What drives you within these regards?
Yeah. If I had to boil it down to one statement, I would say providing opportunity. I really do believe that he or she who's willing to work hard and learn in order to take advantage of an opportunity, I mean, that's the person that you want to get beside and support. It's why we do microloans instead of handouts in third world countries. It's why we developed a franchise model that extends the larger business opportunity, you know, to businessmen and women willing to do what it takes. At the end of the day, Eric, I think we believe that you can do business ethically, you can make environmentally conscious decisions, and you can do extremely well financially. Those don't have to be exclusive of each other. And we want to partner with people that have similar beliefs and similar principles. And we want to help those people make their visions a reality. You know, we're not a solar panel company. We're not a thermal paint company as one of our other products or other products like our HVAC company. We're not an insulation company, smart home technology, gadget company, or even a solar shingle company. You know, those are all just products. And as cheesy as it may sound, we're a people company. Technology is going to continue to evolve, but as long as we stay in tune with the people side of things, we're going to continue to tap into a human spirit that will make this whole energy transition possible.
Well said, and I couldn't think of a better point to end our conversation on for today. Julio, thank you again. It's always a pleasure to have you. And before you go, tell our listeners where they can get all the details on Enlight.energy if we've missed anything and how they could connect accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely go to our webpage, www.enlight, ENLIGHT.energy. So instead of .com, it's Enlight.energy. And it's the name of the company. That's absolutely the best place we can go. And if you want, you can request one of our teams to come out and do a complimentary inspection of your home, see if there's opportunities to either drastically lower or maybe even eliminate the money that you're spending right now on getting your power.
Julio, again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success in all your endeavors, and thanks again for being a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thanks for your time, Eric. Pleasure's all mine.
We have been speaking with Julio Daniel, the CEO and founder of Enlight.energy, a national company that helps home and business owners explore ways to drastically lower and eliminate their energy bills. And again, for more information, simply visit Enlight.energy. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.